You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast, a production of the website fagsworshipalphas.com. I'm Sam the Faggot. That much is true. I mean, that's a catchy song. I really think I should release it as a major single for the summer of 2020, don't you think? Maybe. Keep your eyes out on iTunes, okay? Might be coming your way. Well, I hope everybody is doing well this weekend. I am doing pretty well. Some pretty cool things are coming down the pike soon, so get ready for that. I do recommend that if you want to be a part of my email list, write to me at fagsworshipalphas@gmail.com, and I will put you on my email list to keep you abreast of upcoming developments. So I don't know if you guys have been paying attention to some of the posts of the past week, but there were a couple of very extraordinary posts, particularly Master Kyle cucking that neighbor husband again in brutal fashion. You know, this might be a kind of a two-part kind of podcast again. I had a three-parter last time, so I'm going to scale down. Master Kyle's example of, you know, what he did there in that situation, which is he went over to his neighbor's house and basically fucked the living daylights out of his neighbor's wife while the neighbor was defenseless watching this 17-year-old alpha just fuck his wife in every room of their house. And Master Kyle, after he would come, he would wipe his dick and balls off on the husband's face and make him clean his cock before he rammed it back into his wife. And this went on for an entire day and all night. He pumped 11 loads into her, and it's just a brutalization. And I do recommend that you read about that. But I think you know, my takeaway from that was something that came out of the conversation that I had with Master Kyle afterwards, which was he didn't understand why, when he left after this day-long, 24-hour period of raping his wife over and over again, that this cuck, this beta husband, hugged him and thanked him for what he did. And Master Kyle was struggling to understand why that happened. And I kind of explained it in the post and to him that alphas have this particular power to unlock the person that we are inside. So, like, this beta male, I don't know how he got married to this hot wife, I don't know, but he didn't deserve her. And nature knows, you know, that basically he was an affront to the natural order. And Master Kyle went in and put things right, you know. Not to say that it's morally correct for him to, you know, to breed somebody else's wife over and over and over again, okay? in typical 17-year-old alpha fashion, you know, hard and rough and not considerate, you know. Not to say that that's morally correct, and not making a judgment there, but hierarchically, it's correct. And there's a big difference there. Alphas have a way of correcting that balance just by their presence. And in this case, that beta recognized what it was in relation to Master Kyle, who is an apex alpha in the making, basically. He's got the potential of being maybe one of the greatest alphas I've ever known. As long as he keeps on this path, you know, and I think he will because he's got a great father. You know, Sir Rob is raising him correctly in, you know, the long lineage of alphas throughout history. You know, he's raising him to be that kind of alpha. So, but that beta, through alpha discipline, I guess we'll call it, he has learned about himself. He has learned a great truth about himself, and he's been forced to accept it. And it's just like any faggot that I've ever known. They, when they are confronted by the truth through an alpha, for instance, there's this kind of great awakening, you know, like, oh my gosh, that is me. That's my purpose. This beta learned where he stood, and it felt right to him in a hierarchical sense. Again, men know, all men, you know, on a genetic level, an instinctive level, we all understand hierarchy. It's in our DNA. And so we respond to it without even thinking about it a lot of times. It's only whenever you start to talk about it that people go, oh, I get what you're saying. This beta male was forced to accept what he is. It's only through alpha power that kind of discovery happens, you know. So it's he was grateful, that beta was grateful to be taught that lesson about himself. And that's why he thanked him. So, yeah. I did want to talk about something else. I don't know. The last couple of days I've been consumed by the story of my little fag brother, Alexander. And I do recommend that you look at those two posts. I posted one today as kind of a follow-up, because what I want to get to kind of relates to the cucking of that beta husband, but it concerns faggots, okay? Alex has been a faggot his whole life. He was born that way. There's something in true faggots that there's a genetic thing or something. It's something basic in us that we've had our whole life. I think we're born this way, you know. I think nature chooses these things, and it's not always an inherited trait or anything like that, but I think faggots are born to be faggots, to serve men. And Alex, 18 years old, already knew he was a faggot, had these deep yearnings, and didn't know what to do. And he had an offer from a next-door neighbor who is an alpha, and Alex ran away from it. In my opinion, you know, that's life calling you, you know, in that moment. That alpha pulled down his pants and pulled out his dick and said, "Suck my cock," or whatever. And Alexander ran away. And life was offering him the opportunity, you know. And so he ran from that opportunity, from that thing that he was born to be. That alpha, when he saw Alexander, he knew what Alexander was instantly. And Alexander knew what this alpha, whose name is Simon, by the way, he knew Simon was an alpha. Again, these are things that we're born to be. And if we shrink back from that, we are going to live lives of unfulfillment. We're not going to be fulfilled, okay? Unfulfillment? I don't think that makes any sense. But we have to grab hold of what is inside of us, and we have to use that in the world to experience the things that we're meant to experience based on what we are, you know. If you're a faggot and you're born a faggot and the opportunity shows up for you to become what you were born to be, you have to take it. You turning away from that thing that you were born to be is catastrophic failure of life. And when Alexander told me that he ran away from that alpha, I got pretty pissed off. I mean, I really jumped his ass about that. And I demanded that he go back over there, kneel before that alpha, look down at the ground, and apologize for humiliating him. And Alexander was kind of curious about why I used the word humiliate. Well, I used the word humiliate because, specifically, that Alpha Simon was doing what he was born to do. He's born to be worshipped and served by inferiors. He recognized that this kid, Alexander, was a faggot. Without anything else being said, he saw that he was a faggot, and he was going to use Alexander. He was going to give him the experience he needed, you know. And Alexander ran from it. So it's a humiliation, because the alpha presented the opportunity. It takes nerve to do that, you know. Alphas are equipped to do that, though. But still, it takes nerve. And for Alexander to run away is humiliating. You know, the alpha is like, wait, this isn't how it's supposed to go, you know. So Alexander, to his credit, went over there and bravely did exactly what I told him to do. And what followed is a deflowering, because Alexander was a virgin. I mean, this alpha seriously deflowered Alexander, okay? He fucked him multiple times over the course of a day and a half. Throat fucked Alexander multiple times. And really put the kid through the ringer, okay? And at the end of that process, Alexander became the thing he was born to be. But that only happened because he was brave and reached out and did what he was supposed to do for himself, you know. That secret faggot of the heart that I talked about last time, it's going to stay inside you until you let it out. You can't make it go away. It's not something you can just hypnotize out of your life. It's there. You were born that way. And every day that goes by where you deny it or you resist it, is another day of death, basically. Alexander, bless him, you know, he went and put himself on the line. And you know what? It turns out that he has a new master in Simon. And Master Simon is a protector alpha. And I don't know what the odds are of that, being 18 years old, a faggot, and having a protector alpha who's experienced and all the qualities that you would hope to have in a protector alpha right next door, you know. I mean, I wish I would have had that when I was 18 years old. So he's really very fortunate to have that. But he is now owned by Master Simon. And Master Simon encouraged him to do another huge step, which was to come out as gay to his parents and his family, which he had been hiding that. And who knows if or when he was ever going to get around to it, you know. But he, Master Simon, encouraged him to do that. And so Alexander went over to his parents' house and told them. And they got very upset. And Master Simon went over there and basically used his power of influence as an alpha to calm them down and to make statements to them that this is their son's decision, he is of age, and you need to stay out of it. See, again, alphas have that way of controlling people, you know. And Alexander chose Master Simon. All these things are very brave steps, and it all comes down to acknowledging what you are, what you were born to be, and then doing it, you know, following up on it. So, I mean, my website is filled with true life stories of brave faggots accepting the truth that they were born faggots and then fulfilling that in their life. And my website is full of stories of alphas who were born alpha and the process that they had to go through to become alphas, you know. So, I mean, there's no medical literature, as far as I can see, that defines whether or not somebody is medically a faggot or medically an alpha. But those qualities are basically what we are as personalities, you know. And I see it so much that it's undeniable, as far as I'm concerned. Hierarchy will always win. And it's a natural process. It's one of the basic processes of nature. And we can't deny what we are, what we were born by nature to be. And the sooner that we are brave and we take hold of whatever mantle we are given, the better off we are. So I encourage everyone to be honest about what you are. If you're a beta, you're a beta. You know, accept your role in that, in life. If you're an alpha, lead. You know, become that superior man. If you're a faggot, then serve. You know, serve with all your heart. And you will find happiness. Everyone will find happiness. Okay, well, that's all I have right now, I think. If you have any questions, of course, fagsworshipalphas@gmail.com, or you can leave me a comment or question on the website. In the sidebar, there's a question box. Or you can contact me at fwa-final.tumblr.com. Still go rolling along on Tumblr. I can't let it go. And I have actually two Twitter accounts now. fworshipalphas and worshiper1. So, yeah. I got my old Twitter account back. I couldn't believe it. So, anyway, that's all I've got. I hope to see you on fagsworshipalphas.com. And take care, all right? I love you. Bye.